The following is a paid advertisement. All views and or opinions are solely those of the advertiser and not KLGR or its parent company, Alpha Media, LLC.
Welcome to Treat the Cause, the program dedicated to helping you find and treat the root causes of some of the most common health challenges. Dr. Kyle Pankinen is a board-certified chiropractic orthopedist and certified functional medicine practitioner. Join him as he teaches you about the causes and solutions to the health challenges that affect many people.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kyle Pankin, and thank you for joining me for today's episode of Treat the Cause. We're going to talk all about cardiovascular health today, and cardiovascular disease, heart attacks, strokes, things like that, that still kills more people than any other condition in the United States, and so it's something that profoundly affects many, many people, and we all have friends or family members or loved ones, neighbors who have had heart attacks or strokes or are currently dealing with high blood pressure or cholesterol that's out of control or a whole variety of other things related to cardiovascular health. So clearly it's an important topic, and we're going to talk about a couple statistics today that I have shared previously, but I want to repeat them. You have to treat, so the main focus of most cardiovascular medicine today is cholesterol. That's been that way for the past, about 30 years. And statistics show that 60% of people that have heart attacks have normal cholesterol levels. So clearly there's more to it than just cholesterol, or just because somebody has cholesterol in the normal range thinking they're protected, that's not necessarily the case. And another statistic is you have to treat 100 people for 10 years with cholesterol medication, or called statins, to prevent one heart attack. So in other words, to put it in English, for 99 out of 100 people, taking cholesterol medication for 10 years offers them no protection whatsoever. And these are statistics that you don't often hear when you're told, boy, we really need to get you on that cholesterol medication. And I fear that it many times gives people a false sense of security. They get their annual checkup or whatever the case, and they're told, oh, your cholesterol is below 200, is 160, and your bad cholesterol is not too bad, your LDL and your HDL, your good cholesterol is pretty good number, and boy, you should be protected. And we all know people like that, you know, their cholesterol is good, and unfortunately, they still have a heart attack. So there's more to it than cholesterol. That's probably one of my main take-home messages I want all listeners to be able to understand today, and that functional medicine approach to cardiovascular health is different. And what I mean by that is functional medicine is all about helping people find and treat root causes. So a typical approach today to, say, hypertension, high blood pressure, is okay. You go to your doctor and your blood pressure is checked and it's high, and they check it a couple additional times on different dates, and yep, there's a pattern, it's high. Well, here's your blood pressure pill, and if that, we'll give that a try for a month or two, we'll keep a close eye on it, and if that doesn't help, we might have to add an additional kind of blood pressure pill. So most people that have high blood pressure are on 1, 2, sometimes 3 different blood pressure pills to control that symptom, or they are on cholesterol medication. Their total cholesterol is too high, or their LDL, their bad cholesterol, is too high, and so they're given 1 or 2 different statin drugs, cholesterol-lowering medications to bring that down. And don't get me wrong, I'm not saying that those approaches don't have some value, but in essence, they are artificially lowering a number without any regard to the cause. In other words, why is the blood pressure high? What conditions, what factors are not functioning right in the body that have allowed the blood pressure to get to this level that's too high? Why do I have this elevated cholesterol? What things in my diet can I change? And so functional medicine would say, okay, we understand you have high blood pressure and maybe you will need to be on medication for a period of time to get it out under control if it's out of control, but we're going to work with the body and try to figure out through a thorough history, through thorough testing, to figure out why you have high blood pressure, why you have elevated cholesterol, why your heart doesn't beat in normal rhythm and you have fibrillations and abnormal rhythm. And so it's different. And we talked last time about some advanced testing that is in the available that is available in the world of functional medicine. Specifically, we talked about a test called a cardiometabolic profile, which goes well beyond just testing cholesterol levels. And it's a panel that contains the known risk factors, the markers that show risk factors for cardiovascular health. And it's a very detailed panel and analysis. And we also talked about something called a micronutrient test last time, which is the most advanced test on the market to test for nutrient deficiencies in the body. We know from studies that many cardiovascular disorders are, one of the causes of them are suboptimal vitamin or nutrient status. In other words, a person has a deficiency or multiple deficiencies that are the causes of why they're having cardiovascular and health issues like that. So if you have a question, reach out to us at 507-752-7650 or look us up online at redrockchiro.com. Or you can reach out to us through email at redrockchiro@centurytel.net. When you go to our website, redrockchiro.com, you will find a tab there called Treat the Cause. And that tab will have links to our past episodes. And so we're so grateful for all of our listeners out there. And if there's episodes you've missed, most of them are on our website under the Treat the Cause tab. I want to share next how I got into the world of functional medicine because it ties into this cardiovascular health talk that we're having right now. So my functional medicine story began about 8 years ago. I was in my early 30s and growing, building practice, and I started to note that I would start to get a racing heart at times. I would just feel boom, boom, boom. Sometimes it would get so fast, I felt like my heart was gonna pop right out of my chest. And then I started to get into a situation where sometimes I couldn't get to sleep very good at night or I'd wake up in the middle of the night with my mind racing and my heart going. And it turned into a point where I literally would get, I would call them panic attacks. That my heart would get racing so much, I would get lightheaded. I literally thought at times I was going to have the big one, that this is it for me. And I had my blood pressure checked around that time and very elevated. It was, well, not horribly elevated, but elevated enough at 150 something over 90 something or 150 something over about 100. So here you have a young guy, 32, 33 years old, and I got high blood pressure. I'm having some anxiety type things happening in my life. I'm having some mild panic type attacks. At that point in my life, I had gotten through college, and as it happens through with many high school guys through that my college years, wasn't as active. And I put on a few pounds gradually over the years. I stepped on the scale one day and I was at 251. And my graduating high school weight, I was about 180, 185. So it had kind of crept up on me over the years. And because of these anxiety attacks and panic attacks and blood pressure were such an issue for me, and I wasn't functioning very well, I went to my local doctor, and he did a few simple tests and checked my blood pressure and ran an EKG, and that came back normal, and he did what 99% of doctors would do. Kyle, you need to lose a few pounds, and here's your blood pressure pill. And so I did that. I started taking that blood pressure medication, and you know what? It worked. And I was able to get my blood pressure under control. But you know what? I thought to myself, I'm 30-some years old. This means I'm going to be taking this blood pressure pill the rest of my life. And I determined right there and then and there, there's got to be a underlying reason or a cause for this. I knew I was a little stressed out, so I determined in my mind I was going to make some lifestyle changes. I learned to say no to some things because I was a people pleaser, and I always was trying to basically tell people yes when they asked me things, and I realized I needed to give up a few things in life that were making my life too hectic and busy. And I also realized, yeah, I needed to do a little something about my weight, and so I was 251 at that time. I'm currently at about 219, 220, right in there. But I also started to realize that there had to even be more to it than just a little stress and a little bit of weight. And so at the time, I was just beginning to dive into thinking about studying functional medicine. And so I was signed up with some laboratories that did functional medicine testing. And so I did an in-depth testing on myself, some blood work. I did a hair sample. I did a urine test on myself. And all these were tested in these laboratories. And lo and behold, I found several key things about my health that I would not have known had I not had some functional medicine testing. Found out I had several key vitamin and nutrient deficiencies, vitamin D, some of the B vitamins, and other ones, some mineral deficiencies. And another interesting thing, when I had my hair analysis done, I was screened with that for heavy metal toxicity. And I found that through this testing that I had very high levels of a toxic heavy metal called mercury. And mercury is a neurotoxin. And through my studies, I also learned that one of the symptoms of mercury toxicity is high blood pressure. It also can contribute to anxiety and things of that nature. And so here I had discovered some potential root causes. I knew from my training that nutrient deficiencies could definitely contribute to blood pressure issues. And so, like I said, I changed my lifestyle. I lost the weight. I did some things to manage my stress. I began to take the right supplements that I needed to take to get my nutrient deficiencies corrected. And then I also began to take some oral chelating agents. Basically, they help to bind to these heavy metals and to pull them out of my body, because I wanted to get that mercury that I was overloaded with down in my body. Long story short, 2 or 3 years go by, blood pressure is doing good, my weight's down, I've been on this program for a while. I'm like, you know, I bet I can start to try to get off of my blood pressure medication. So I had my doctor, asked him if I could start to reduce my dosage, and he was agreeable to that. And long story short, over a period of several months, I was able to cut my dosage in half, And then I quartered my dosage, and eventually I went off of all of my blood pressure medication. This was 5-6 years ago, and for that many years now, I have not needed to be on blood pressure medication. I check it somewhat regularly, and guess what? It's normal, 120 over 72. And my anxiety is gone, my nutrient deficiencies have been largely corrected, and my heavy metal toxicity has cleared up. So I do this, I take my own medicine in a sense when it comes to functional medicine. Functional medicine is all about helping people find and treat the root causes. In my particular case, I probably had several root causes, a little excess weight, a little excess stress, nutrient deficiencies, heavy metal toxicity. If all those were not addressed, there's a good chance I would still be on blood pressure medication to this day. In other words, a 30-some-year-old man that hopefully lives to my 80s, so for probably 50 years being on blood pressure medication, and that's not unusual. We see this in the world all the time. And what I would tell the person, people out there is, yeah, you can take that medicine to artificially lower your blood pressure, but you haven't treated the root causes. I want to share one other story with you. This was a functional medicine patient I had in within the last year. He's a 70-year-old male. He's had a heart attack. He comes in about 2 or 3 months after this heart attack. Of course, he's on a whole laundry list of medicines, drugs, after the heart attack. And they said, and the interesting thing about him was, going into it, he was already on cholesterol-lowering medication, and he was on high blood pressure medication, and he still had a heart attack. So they did some traditional, the lipid panel on him, the cholesterol panel, and so he had some cholesterol to whack, and so his cholesterol was not overly high, not the traditional testing anyways, again, but he still had a heart attack, and that is quite common. In fact, his cholesterol was 144. Most doctors would say that is awesome. You should be protected, but he wasn't, had a heart attack. So we did a cardiometabolic profile on him, and it was quite revealing. It clearly revealed why this man had a heart attack. We talked in our last episode about inflammation being a primary driver of heart or cardiovascular conditions. This guy had several markers on his testing to show that he was indeed inflamed. He had a marker called lipoprotein A elevated. He had a marker called C-reactive protein elevated. That means inflammation. He had a marker called arachidonic acid. It was elevated. So he had three different markers that were never tested previously that all showed that he was inflamed. And even though his LDL cholesterol, which is considered the bad one, was in a normal range on his traditional lipid panel, we also, on our testing, we test the particle size. In other words, the size of the LDL particles. And it makes a difference. If the LDL particles that a person predominantly has are large or large buoyant ones, they call them, they're not as atherogenic. In other words, they don't plaque as much. But in converse to that, if the LDL particles are small and dense, those are the ones that stick to the arterial walls and cause plaquing more. Well, even though he had a normal total cholesterol level, his dense LDL, those small dense ones, those were elevated. In other words, he was at a high risk because his LDL particles were too small and too dense. And then the other things that really showed up with his testing was, in the cardiometabolic profile, we test to see what the omega-6, omega-3 fatty acid ratio is. He was out of balance. His omega-3s were too low, his omega-6s were too high. And because of that, that creates inflammation in the body, and that can be a primary driver why somebody has elevated cholesterol, triglycerides, or that these particle sizes that we talked about are off. We also ran a test called a micronutrient test on the two major tests I do for people with cardiovascular issues, and found he had a few key deficiencies. He had a selenium deficiency, which selenium is a mineral, but it's a powerful antioxidant. He had a magnesium deficiency, a zinc deficiency, and a calcium deficiency. Well, calcium helps regulate your heart rate, your heartbeat, and muscles control. Magnesium is well known. Deficiency of that can contribute to blood pressure issues. And so he had several key deficiencies that were never discovered previously. So here you got a guy, he thinks he's doing the right things. He's on cholesterol medication, he's on blood pressure medication, his cholesterol was within a normal range, he was controlling his blood pressure pretty well with medication, but he still had the heart attack, and the reason is in his testing. All these other things were missed because not advanced enough testing was done, and this guy needed to make some lifestyle changes. He needed to change his diet a little, and we taught him how to do that. He needed to get his omega-6s and omega-3s better balanced. He needed to get some inflammation down in his body. And we needed to reduce the particles, the small, dense LDL particles. So we put him on a protocol of weight loss, targeted supplementation, anti-inflammatory diet to change these other factors, to change his lifestyle that led to the reason why he developed or got the heart attack. And that's the power of functional medicine. It's getting to the root cause. Functional medicine puts it all together for the person and helps them to go way beyond just taking pills to suppress numbers and actually getting to the root cause and the functional imbalances in the body. I would encourage everybody to read a book. If you have a pen or pencil handy, this is one of the best books that I can recommend for cardiovascular health. So the name of the book is called The Paleo Cardiologist. Paleo is spelled P-A-L-E-O. So The Paleo Cardiologist by Dr. Jack Wolfson. And Wolfson is W-O-L-F-S-O-N. It's a book written within the last 3 to 5 years. And Dr. Wolfson is a cardiologist, but he treats his cardiovascular patients with blood pressure and cholesterol, all these different issues. He treats them with functional medicine. And so some of the training that I've done in functional medicine, I've read this book, I've done webinars and lectures with this man, and so a lot of the testing he does, a lot of the diet recommendations that he recommends, I also do in my clinical practice. But it's a good resource. Anybody that has cardiovascular concerns or cardiovascular health challenges should read The Paleo Cardiologist by Dr. Jack Wolfson. So I want to really emphasize as we finish up for today that there's more to it than just cholesterol. That's the take-home message. There's more to it than just taking cholesterol medication or to taking blood pressure medication. Look into functional medicine. Look into the cardiometabolic profile, and the micronutrient test is a great baseline test to really show you where you are at in terms of your cardiovascular health. And I'm so thankful you joined me for this today. I hope you found it informative and educational. If you got a question, reach out to us at 507-752-7650. And I want to remind you to join us for our next episode of Treat the Cause. It'll air on the 28th of September. And we're going to talk about TMJ and headaches. TMJ stands for temporal mandibular joint. It's the jaw. And how that can cause symptoms of headaches and also pain around the ear, pain into the head, and of course jaw pain itself. We're going to share some of the statistics on this common condition and talk about the association of that condition with headaches. And then we're going to dive into also other frequent causes of headaches that are many times overlooked. So many people out there suffer from chronic headaches needlessly, and we're going to talk about how you figure out the root causes of those headaches and to treat them with chiropractic and functional medicine. So I invite you to join me for that episode. Thank you. Have a wonderful day, and I look forward to talking to you on the next episode of Treat the Cause.
Thanks for listening to Treat the Cause with Dr. Kyle Pankinen. Dr. Pankinen owns and operates Red Rock Chiropractic Center in Lamberton. You can learn more about the practice and request an appointment by visiting redrockchiro.com or by calling 507-752-7650. Red Rock Chiropractic has convenient hours to fit your schedule. Once again, you can contact them at redrockchiro.com or call 507-752-7650. Be sure to tune in next time for Treat the Cause with Dr. Kyle Pankinen.
The preceding was a paid advertisement. All views and our opinions are solely those of the advertiser and not KLGR or its parent company, Alpha Media, LLC.